There are a range of computer programs available now, aren't there, to architectural practices. Most practices would buy a basic model that they can put on the computer, and then they can translate those visions, those ideas, onto screen. But can a computer program do what the human eye and hand can achieve?
Well, Alan Balfour, who was the head of the AA for a long time,
Architectural Association,
he spoke about shifting and manipulating space. And that is what we are in the business of. We shift and manipulate space. Now, there are wonderful drawings emerge from people like Zaha Hadid, who use the most tremendous methodologies, but she, I understand, doesn't use computers very much, although it looks like they're computer images. She is very much an artist.
She actually paints her
I
images,
she does,
doesn't
yes.
she? She's mounted exhibitions of the, not only architectural sketches, but they are full-blown futuristic paintings.
And then you see people heavily influenced by her work who produce computer images, which are based on her thinking.
But increasingly, it is the computer which sells the idea, and this is a commercial business, Murray. I mean, I remember a few years ago being at a presentation, Norman Foster unveiling his plans for the British Museum's Great Glass Court, and it was the first time I'd seen one of these fly-through virtual reality exhibitions, and there were gasps from the audience. This is the future of architectural design. Can the architect, the smaller practice who goes in there with a pen and paper sketch, compete with that sort of thing?
Oh, I think they most certainly can. If one thing has come out of my teaching students in schools of architecture is that if you give them creative people computer packages, they can do many, many different things with that. One of our students who won one of the prizes at the RBA last week used a very, very low-level ordinary computing package. The sort that the big office is not using, and produce some stunning work. So I don't think it's so much the package, it's more what you do with it. It's the quality of the ideas that come through.
I suppose the most stunning building designed, most notably by computer, was Frank Gehry's Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao, which was regarded as the first big landmark building that was completely from start to finish designed on screen. Paul Hyatt.
I think you've got to split two things here. The one is production drawings, by which I mean the drawings used for manufacturers to make components and to build the buildings by. Now, design goes all the way through every stage of activity. You're designing right the way down to the smallest components within buildings or selecting. But production drawings are very much helped by computer-aided programs. Conceptual work, the first ideas, the shifting and manipulating of those ideas, some people can work very effectively on computers, others less so.